There have been calls for the Taoiseach to intervene after a group of young Palestinians were denied Irish visas. 33 children and 14 mentors from GAA Palestine were due to travel here for a summer tour, but have been denied entry. The Department of Justice said the applications had been rejected because of a lack of compliance with visa regulations. Our reporter Carol Coleman is at Good Counsel Liffey Gael's cool camp in Drimna in Dublin this afternoon. A number of the families there had been due to host young people from the occupied West Bank. Carol, you've been speaking to members of the club. What have they been saying to you?
Indeed, there is a real sense of disappointment here. I don't know if you can hear some of the kids behind me. They're learning their game here in the sun, literally trying to stay cool and doing a good job of it. But yes, a sense of disappointment that this trip may not be going ahead, because a lot of club members were due, as you say, to take some of the boys who are aged between 9 and 16 into their homes from tomorrow week, the 18th of July, when they arrive in Dublin for the start of what's to be a two-week trip around Ireland, encompassing about 8 counties, starting and finishing up in Dublin, but also hitting Cork and Donegal. And I spoke to Aideen Boyle-Tobin and Marianne Farrelly, and they told me how they feel about what's happening now.
Absolutely jam-packed itinerary they had for them. So they were going to be arriving here from the previous club on the Sunday morning, and it was going to be a bit of time to kind of get to know each other, meet and greet. We take their bags, if you know, because they're going to be spending the whole day here pretty much. There's loads of activities planned, games, fun stuff indoors and outdoors. There's also a trip to the Auras planned, Croke Park. It was literally, you had them come here at like 9:30 in the morning and you weren't going to be going home until about 8:30 that evening.
And you were planning to take some kids into your home?
That's right, yeah. So when the kind of word went out that they were going to be coming to this club, and they asked if any families could host two of the children, I absolutely jumped at the opportunity. I thought it was just going to be incredible to be able to give something back, because you know, you go on the marches and you sign the petitions and you donate where you can, but to be able to do something like this was going to be unbelievable, you know, real and concrete. So yeah, I was hoping to take two of the children in. I still am, for two of the nights while they're here in Ireland.
And you have little ones at home expecting visitors.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's it. I've got two sons, and most of the team coming over, I think, are boys as well, in around the same age. So I thought, you know, what an opportunity for my kids to meet kids from Palestine and for the Palestinian children to stay in a house with similar children of the same age as them. And my son plays hurling here as well. So, you know, they were going to be able to maybe puck around a little bit. And yeah, so they were kind of, we were kind of drumming up to, you know, what it was going to be like, talking about maybe the language barriers, how we communicate. The club would have advised us, you know, if we're giving them a snacks, maybe make sure that it's appropriate for them, halal-wise, that kind of thing. So, you know, different kind of cultural mixes that were going to be going on. We were trying to consider, you know, think ahead, what was that going to be like? But it was going to be such an experience for my kids and for the Palestinian kids. So I think a mutually beneficial experience.
You hopeful that it will happen?
I really, really am. Yeah, like, there's still, you know, there's still time. And if it is, like they said, kind of a technical issue with, I think I heard that it was something to do with the itinerary or Garda vetting or something like that. So I'm hopeful that it can still go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
My name is Marianne Farrelly, and I'm a member of Good Counsel Liffey Gael's GAA club. We're one of the host families. So I saw that the club were looking for volunteers for families who are members, and I'm in the Gaelic for Mothers and Others, and my kids are in the kids groups. And I thought, like, this is just such a good opportunity to show them that there's like a positive. I always tell them, when you see negative in the world, look out for the good, you know. And there's just been so much good coming out of this club. Last Sunday there was a fundraiser and we had 140 something people come out here, and we walked laps of this pitch and there was Palestine flags, and it was just such a lovely day. Got all the kids together and they were all so excited for next weekend, which should hopefully still will be the weekend that the kids from GAA Palestine are coming over.
And some of them were due to be staying with yourself, or are due to be staying with yourself?
Yeah, so we have a box room that we're just turning into. My youngest needs her own room, so she's just moving into it. And the perfect thing to get our skates on was like having this deadline of those kids are coming, and we're going to put in a bunk bed with a pull-out bed underneath, and that was the plan. So myself and my nine-year-old have been assembling the bed all week. We've painted the room, ready for her, but ready for them as well. So we were really excited, and yeah, they're chuffed to have to be able to help in some way. Like, kids soak in this stuff and they know what's happening, and they were saying, oh, how lovely would it be for kids from the West Bank to be able to come over and have a break and some fun.
And do they know what's happening with the tour at the moment, that the visas were refused?
Yeah, they're really upset, like, because they were so excited about it, about being able to do something. And I think it kind of gives you that, like, you know, when the world feels like there's something really negative happening in it, that you can do something positive. And they love that. So, and then the events that have been on here have just been so, like, really brought people together as well. And it's really cool to see that your club is doing something like that. Like, we were really proud of the club as well. So I think, oh, they'll be really devastated. I said to them, you never know, like, still, this could still happen. And we're going to plan as if it is happening.
Two of the mothers talking to you there, Carol. There's also been plenty of political reaction over the past few hours. Can you give us an idea of what people have been saying?
Yeah, a lot of opposition TDs are basically calling on the Minister for Justice and the Taoiseach to solve this problem, to make sure that this trip can go ahead. This lunchtime also a statement from the Department of Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. And it says that when considering visas for minors, there are strict child protection requirements, and these do require additional documents to be verified, such as birth certs and consent letters. And then for adults, there are 14 adults on the trip as well. Evidence of financial means, employment ties, and indicating that a person intends to return home after the trip are important criteria. It goes on to say that an application will be refused if it cannot demonstrate compliance with such conditions. And was just talking to Johnny McGlynn. He's the Games Promotion Manager here at the Liffey Gales Good Counsel GAA Club. He says he fully expects the government to make sure that these kids do get to play here on this pitch next weekend and in the other counties that they're planning to visit over there 2-week trip.
Carol, thanks indeed for that.